She was eating some rice, and several grains of it were stuck to her lower lip. I thought she looked more mean than hot, but I went directly to the window and opened it. As soon as I did, a fly came in and began buzzing around Granny's food. "What's the matter with you?" she said, waving at the fly with her chopsticks. "The other maids don't let in flies when they open the window." I apologized and told her I would fetch a swatter. "And knock the fly into my food? Oh, no, you won't. You'll stand right there while I eat and keep it away from me." So I had to stand there while Granny ate her food and listened to her tell me about the great kabuki actor Ichimura Uzumon, the 14th, who had taken her hand during a moon viewing party when she was only 14. By the time I was finally free to leave, Mother's tea had grown so cold I couldn't even deliver it. Both the cook and Mother were angry with me. The truth was, Granny didn't like to be alone. Even when she needed to use the toilet, she made Auntie stand just outside the door and hold her hands to help her balance in a squatting position. The odor was so overpowering, poor Auntie nearly broke her neck trying to get her head as far away from it as possible. I didn't have any jobs as bad as this one, but Granny did often call me to massage her while she cleaned her ears with a tiny silver scoop, and the task of massaging her was a great deal worse than you might think. I almost felt sick the first time she unfastened her robe and pulled it down from her shoulders, because the skin there and on her neck was bumpy and yellow like an uncooked chicken's. The problem, as I later learned, was that in her geisha days, she'd used a kind of white makeup we call china clay, made with a base of lead. China clay turned out to be poisonous to begin with, which probably accounted in part for Granny's foul disposition. But also, as a younger woman, Granny had often gone to the hot springs north of Kyoto. This would have been fine, except that the lead-based makeup was very hard to remove. Traces of it combined with some sort of chemical in the water to make a dye that ruined her skin. Granny wasn't the only one afflicted by this problem. Even during the early years of World War II, you could still see old women on the streets in Gion with sagging yellow necks. One day after I'd been in the Okya about 3 weeks, I went upstairs much later than usual to straighten Hatsumomo's room. I was terrified of Hatsumomo, even though I hardly saw her because of the busy life she led. I worried about what might happen if she found me alone, so I always tried to clean her room the moment she left the Okya for her dance lessons. Unfortunately, that morning, Granny had kept me busy until almost noon.